The legacy of the St. Regis Resort at Princeville, Kauai was nurtured more than a century ago by John Jacob Astor when he opened the illustrious St. Regis in New York City in 1904. It was there that service was honed to a fine art. Today, John Jacob Astor's legacy continues unabated at the Princeville Resort on the island of Kauai. There are lots of cool places to stay on the island, but this is the place to stay when you're in the mood for unadulterated first-class indulgence. And I found this a prime reason why the St. Regis does such an incredible trade with wedding parties, honeymooners, and those who are overdue for pampered, uncompromising relaxation. When I first arrived, I didn't quite understand the reason why so many people rave about the butler service. That's a standard compliment when you book a St. Regis suite accommodation. I decided to meet with Stephanie Reed, the St. Regis's Director of Public Relations, and the resort's head butler, Robert Anchetta, for an in-person tutorial in the art and science of butlerdom. We met in one of the oceanfront suites where Robert shared his passion for pleasing his guests, and he also conducted a fascinating and informative hands-on art of butler packing and unpacking of guest suitcases. He also shared a few invaluable tips for myself when I pack for a trip. Come along and join Stephanie Reed and the St. Regis's head butler, Robert Anchetta. I'm Tom Wilmer reporting from the island of Kauai, and we're at Princeville near Hanalei, and we're with...
Aloha, everyone. I'm Stephanie Kaluahine Reed, and I'm the Director of Public Relations for the St. Regis Princeville Resort on the beautiful north shore of Kauai. And Tom, we're so happy that you're here with us. We're actually standing in one of our most beautiful suites. It's a St. Regis suite, and it overlooks Hanalei Bay. And right now I'm looking at the surfers and this beautiful blue ocean. And we're joined by our head butler, Robert Anchetta. And St. Regis brand is known for our unique luxury experiences. And one that is most unique to us is our St. Regis butler service. And I know that Robert will share history and additional information about that, but I just want to welcome your audience to our beautiful resort.
Thank you. And I'm just delighted to be here myself. It's like walking through a dream.
Thank you. We still feel that way. Some people ask me, do you ever tire of this beautiful location? And I certainly never have. Being here at the resort for many years, we feel very blessed and fortunate to be able to share the special experiences of Kauai. We have travelers from all over the world, and most certainly, you know, it's a variety of different types of demographics, but we're known as the address for celebrations. And so our experiences from honeymooners to anniversaries to birthdays, that kind of covers the gamut.
I was just thinking that myself, that this is a place for a special anniversary or a reunion or a get-together. That's when you'd want to pay that premium for memories.
And the other thing to mention too, Tom, is that if your audience goes to our website, stregisprinceville.com, we have some really good room rates. So that's just my little tip.
Along that line, for people like me, I have to be a savvy traveler. When would be the smartest time to come?
Throughout the year, really, is a great opportunity to come and visit us.
But there must be little windows of time that are the value-driven time.
During May and just prior to our busy holiday season is sometimes, for me, when the resort is much more quieter.
That's before Christmas.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that would be now.
And I'm glad I'm here now.
After Thanksgiving.
What a wonderful time of year, too. It's about as beautiful and delightful as it ever gets around here.
I know. It's just looking out the window now. The trade winds are just perfect, and the weather really is stunning.
Well, here we are in a beautiful waterfront suite, and we're with Robert. Let's talk story about the butler component. How fascinating.
Thank you. I know that Robert has a lot to share about that.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, aloha. I'm Robert Anchetta. I'm the head butler here at the beautiful St. Regis Princeville Resort. And we offer signature butler services to our suite guests here at the resort.
How does it start? That sense of arrival, I come here and I check into my room.
Is the butler waiting for me, or what happens?
Well, actually, it starts before you arrive. We have our pre-arrival emails and contacts to contact all our suite guests so that we know if they have any special preferences and help them develop their itinerary. And then after that, when they do arrive, we do have them check in. We meet them at the front desk and then escort them up to their suite and then explain all the five signature services that we offer them.
Stephanie, is this an added value that you request to have butler service, or is this throughout the hotel?
Actually, specific to our suite guests, it depends on which St. Regis property you're staying with, but it is a part of the service.
So if you get a suite, you get a butler is what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. Tell us what happens. What are the things that you're most proud of that you do in the butler service?
Well, definitely when we offer our five signature services, when we greet our suite guests in the room, we explain these services, and it's only unique for our suite guests. Our first signature service that we offer is our complimentary unpacking. If they wish for us to unpack their belongings, we're more than happy to assist with that.
I need to interrupt because you guys know me. I mean, I'm used to unpacking my own stuff. Why would somebody enjoy that? What are the benefits of somebody having their stuff unpacked?
Well, the reason why that we offer these services, especially unpacking, is to give them that gift of time. And as you know, time is priceless. We want them to enjoy this beautiful resort, explore the beautiful garden island of Kauai, and savor all these beautiful memories that they're creating.
So tell us about the process of unpacking. You tuck everything away and hang things up and do everything, right?
Exactly. Basically, it is an art of unpacking as well as packing. There is a unique way of doing things and folding people's garments and putting them away in drawers and also hanging them as well.
Okay, so I ironed all my clothes before I came over here, and I'm a good folder. And I, by my third island, I would pull a shirt out, and it was so wrinkled. It was awful. So what do you do when you pull a shirt out saying it's wrinkled? You immediately iron it, or what do you do?
We don't immediately iron. We actually explain our second signature services, which is our complimentary pressing. It's two garments per person per day. We let the suite guests know if they have anything that they wish to have pressed to please contact us and allow us about 1 to 2 hours, and we return it right in their wardrobe closet.
So that would work perfect for me. That would keep me going.
Absolutely. And going on with the other signature services that we have is our third signature service is our complimentary beverage service. It's upon arrival, and it's from 6 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And that's in-room?
That's in-room.
Do you just deliver something, or do they request what they want?
Well, they actually request, we actually explain what kind of service that we offer. We give them a choice of 100% roasted Kona coffee served in the French press, also a selection of organic teas and hot cocoa, and it's served with our signature chocolate macadamia biscotti, which is executed by our pastry chef, Heather Campbell.
So that's fresh that day.
Absolutely. And all they have to do is just press the button on their suite telephone, the butler button, place the order, and within 10 to 15 minutes, we deliver it to their suite.
Nice.
So that was the complimentary beverage service, morning beverage service. Our fourth signature service is our complimentary e-butler. What that is that if they need anything for their suite or they need any assistance with dinner reservations or activities, or basically if they need anything, say that they're at our pool and adjacent beach and they forgot something in their suite and they need something to be retrieved, we can retrieve it for them and deliver it down there, or just about anything. All they have to do.
It might be sunglasses.
Absolutely,
or something. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So all they have to do is email us at princeville.butler@stregis.com.
How does it work for tipping and the cost? Is that, are they expected to tip the butler when he brings the sunglasses? Or is this all part of the package, like a resort fee or whatever?
As far as gratuities, a lot of suite guests do ask, and normally we just go ahead and say at their end of the visit, they can just go ahead and leave an envelope for the butler team, and it's shared amongst the team.
Okay, perfect. All right, so number five?
Number five is, last but not least, is our signature complimentary packing. Mm-hmm. So towards the end of your stay, if you wish to have that service, we're more than happy to assist them. We just allow about 2 to 3 hours for us to complete the packing. The packing is truly an art because there is an art in packing and fitting people's garments and shoes and other things with mm-hmm. tissue paper.
Interesting. I know for the average guest, this is a wonderful service, again, to eliminate that stress, to eliminate that time. For myself, I don't want to be with you, Robert. I want to learn. Does that happen at all?
Absolutely, it does. And we do have several sweet guests that do want to know how to pack, be a better packer when they do travel. And we do show them how to do it along with different techniques and to maximize their space in their luggage.
Can we go through the process?
Absolutely. Actually, we have a bag right in the ensuite right over here. Why don't you follow me here? Mm-hmm. Okay, now we're going to go ahead and start unpacking of our sweet guest bags. Go ahead and unzipping the bags. And what I'm doing now is I'm going to be taking everything out. Well, so now we're going to go ahead and take their belongings out, and we lay it out on the bed. And we place it on the bed here, and we get all the hangers, and we separate the clothes according to whether or not it needs to be hung or also to be put in drawers. We also ask where, if especially a couple, we always ask which side of the bed so that we can go ahead and make sure that we put it on the appropriate side. Mm-hmm. So the way that we unpack is that as far as like shirts and t-shirts, if it's not folded the correct way that we normally fold it, we refold it. So instead of folding it in half, we fold it in thirds. Mm-hmm. And thirds makes it like you can maximize the space in the drawers. So we go ahead and do that, even with undergarments as well. As far as hanging the special garments and all, we use satin hangers like cashmere sweaters, these very special garments as well. And then we use our clip.
That's because they have the puffiness. Correct. And it won't get an indentation in the fabric.
And then we also have clip hangers and non-clip hangers too. So we figure out which garment is appropriate for that hanger. Once we figure everything out, as far as the closet is concerned, we go ahead and organize it within the closet by colors, by as far as shirts, pants, and light articles as well. And basically, go ahead and make sure that we space the hangers equally throughout the whole closet. Now, as far as in the drawers is concerned, once we have everything all established, as far as the t-shirts and undergarments and shorts, we actually kind of line it up as if it's a showcase, as if you're at a store and you're just going to go ahead and pick the item. So basically, when we unpack, we make it look like you just got it from the store.
Wow. So there's a real art to that process.
Absolutely, it does.
I imagine it takes some months of training. We have a little junior butler that's coming to work that they have to work under a senior butler for quite a while.
Yes, they do. They usually take about a month and a half for our training when we have a new butler coming on board to our team.
So let's repack.
Absolutely. Now, the art of packing, it's much more because we actually have to use tissue paper and also stickers. We go ahead again, we separate everything and we refold everything to make sure that we have it in thirds as far as t-shirts is concerned, and also for dresses and shirts and pants. If we have a fine garment, a very high quality garment, we wrap it in tissue paper and put a sticker on it. And also,
what's the sticker? Just identify what's within it.
A sticker is our logo. That's a St. Regis logo, and it's a gold foiled label.
And that keeps the tissue paper together.
Correct. Mm-hmm. And also we go ahead and look at their shoes as well. If they have very fine, high-quality shoes, we individually wrap the shoes in tissue paper, like in a bread loaf, and also place a label, a St. Regis gold label, on it as well.
Okay. I don't know if you can do this auditorially, but I've been traveling 1 million miles, 2 million miles, and packing, say, like even an Aloha shirt mm-hmm. or a dress evening shirt mm-hmm. is still a little bit mysterious to me. Can you tell me the secret of folding and packing when I head out to the hotel from home?
Well, the secret is, like I said, it's thirds. Okay. And I can go ahead and demonstrate that to you. Okay. Basically, you have to fold it the two ends in and then lay it out, and then you just fold it in thirds the rest of the way.
From bottom to top?
Bottom to top.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And where do the sleeves go? How do you tuck
the sleeves? Just tuck it in just like how you would normally tuck it in, but you're just basically going in and making it in thirds instead of folding the bottom to top in half.
Okay. Good to know. But there's always that mysterious crease somewhere.
Yes, absolutely. So it is an art of that mysterious crease that you need to master.
Yeah. the mysteries of travel. Anything else that you want to talk about your world as a butler and the services you provide and what you're most proud of and why it's a good value?
Well, I think not only the five signature services is just something that I'm very proud of, it's also all these other requests that we have. We have some quests that's like on the left field, and it's a challenge.
Yeah, and a more exotic request, an example that you've received.
Well, there was one personally that I received, and it was a mother, when I greeted her upon arrival, she said that her 18-year-old daughter was going to have a birthday tomorrow, and she requested a mint chocolate chip ice cream chocolate cake. Now, that was in the evening, and she wanted it next day because her daughter was going to be arriving. Of course, on Kauai, we're limited, and we don't have the sources. I called all the stores on island, and then even our bake shop. It was kind of short notice, such that I discovered the internet, and I typed in mint chocolate chip ice cream chocolate cake, and lo and behold, there was a recipe, and I just did it myself. And
oh, cool. You did it.
Yes. So basically, what I feel like, we can never say no. We always say yes, and we somehow make it work as far as fulfilling a request like that.
Share with me another memorable request that you've received.
Another one is when a wedding couple was about to get married, there was some flowers that were delivered to the room, and a fellow butler and I saw that the bride was devastated because the flowers that was received was half dead. So, of course, we went into our super butler mode, and we decided that we are going to help her make amazing bridal bouquets and just get flowers around the resort. And we accomplished that. We presented it to the bride and the bridesmaids, and they were just absolutely happy, and it just made their day.
What's your greatest challenge, you know, your tested moment as a butler?
The greatest challenge for me is when a guest asks something that's kind of strange. But I think the greatest challenge is the guest itself, whether or not they understand what the butlers are there for them to do. Basically, we're there to assist and to help them in any way, but not to just do everything for them. I know that some of the guests are capable of doing certain things, but some of the guests takes a lot more attention to. Mm-hmm.
Attention to detail, yeah. Yes. And in Robert's world, the most rewarding part of your job, or even the most rewarding moment that makes you proud and smile about you as a butler?
Well, the most rewarding thing is meeting all these wonderful people and making all these emotional connections and creating beautiful memories for our sweet guests. Mm-hmm. That is the reward. And when we get letters from the guests, that is our reward right there.
Robert Anchetta, what a pleasure and a joy to meet you and learn a little bit about the mysteries of packing and unpacking.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks. Stephanie, I started wondering, how did this butler component come about? Why did you decide to do that? What's the backstory?
So the St. Regis Butler Service is actually established over 100 years ago at the St. Regis, New York, in Manhattan. And our founders, John Jacob Astor IV, his family founded the St. Regis Hotel. And so it was during that time that he developed the butler service. And it was actually for mostly all of his friends, you know, of equal stature, that he created this hotel. As I mentioned, our flagship hotel is the St. Regis in New York, and we have over 35 St. Regis hotels worldwide. And our St. Regis butler service is provided at each of our hotels.
So it's part of the signature of what a St. Regis is and defines and separates.
Yes, that's correct.
Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome, Tom. Thank you very much for being with us.
Yeah, I'm dreaming of coming back already, and I haven't left yet.
Thank you.
I'm Tom Wilmer, reporting from the island of Kauai. We'll see you there.
Funding for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided by Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative.
Hawaiian Legacy Hardwoods and Four Seasons Resort invite you to sponsor a legacy tree and contribute to the biodiversity of Hawaii. Legacy trees can honor an individual, commemorate an event, or memorialize a loved one. Every tree dedication is a living legacy and a gift which grows grander year after year. The best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago. The second best time is now.
The Hawaiian Legacy Reforestation Initiative was recently awarded the prestigious Phoenix Award by the Society of American Travel Writers. HLRI was one of four recipients of the prestigious award that recognizes international organizations actively involved in conservation, preservation, beautification, and anti-pollution campaigns that further the growth and appeal of travel destinations.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show, Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a weekly featured podcast on NPR.org, produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. Our San Francisco-based associate producer is Molly Blaisdell, covering the San Francisco Bay Area, the island of Maui, and the South Pacific. Our Wisconsin-based associate producer is Julie Henning,